would, but first of all, let me say I must apologize for acting stinking, treating you this way. Cause I've been acting like sour milk all on the floor. It's your fault, you didn't shut the refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold. If I could escape,
instead,
and recreate a place in my own world,
own world,
and I could be your favorite girl
forever,
perfectly together. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? If I could be sweet,
be sweet.
I know I've been a real bad girl.
Bad girl.
What's going on? Recording this. This being the End of the Woods podcast, I'm your host, Ryan Woods. It is Monday, September 11th, 2023. Never forget. Where were you? Where were you on the morning of September 11th, 2023? Did you place your Never Forget parlay brought to you by DraftKings? No, I bet you didn't. Because you don't care enough. Because you've probably forgotten. Place your Never Forget parlay presented to you by DraftKings. On all of the New York teams to win on 9/11. Picking Jets to win on 9/11? They write themselves sometimes, folks. So, geez. Speaking of the New York football Jets, they are having a bad 9/11, actually. They are losing 13-6. Actually, not that bad because they got a good defense. They are playing the Buffalo Bills are down 13-6 here in the third quarter. That's live narration for you. Live pre-recorded narration. But yeah. The Jets on 9/11. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Probably not going to go too well. Gotta be real with you for a moment. If we can just be honest with each other about, if we could just, you know, be honest with one another about 9/11. And truthfully put ourselves in the people's shoes who died tragically that day, of course. I just want to let's just role play for a minute here about 9/11. Say you're at work and you're in a building that can be hit by a fucking plane. And you're standing there and you're like, you know, we could really do this job from home. You know, because work from home culture. Like, we could really do this job from home. And then all of a sudden, a plane crashes into your building. I would be pissed. You know, I would just be, I mean, obviously, for multiple reasons, I'd be probably scared out of my mind, probably honestly pass out, but I'd be pissed if that happened to me. Just think about that. I mean, honestly, what a tragic thing. I was looking at photos today. I mean, literally, photos of that, of 9/11. I know I'm not breaking any news here. I've always been pretty, I always get pretty shooken up when I'm going to Reuters, the defining images of 9/11. Oh my goodness. You know, whenever you hear those like voicemails from people, oh, it's the fucking, honestly, the worst. I hate it. I mean, I listen to them every year because they pop up, and I'm like, geez. And I go through the range of emotions again. Ugh, the people standing above on the outside. Oh, that's the worst. The gas, like, they literally, I know this is going to sound so damn stupid, but they crashed a plane into buildings. I mean, talk about fucking in just, how does it even happen? But regardless, you know, I mean, I understand how it happens, but just, it's almost incomprehensible, to be honest. So yeah, what's going on with you guys? How was your weekend, man? Not to bring you down, but how was your guys' weekend? Was it good? Did you have a good time? Did you do anything fun this weekend? I'll be honest with you, I had a pretty good weekend. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I went and, you know, I got my BJs done on my car as I still scroll through these 9/11 photos. These suck, man. The fucking worst. Anyways, Yeah, not to be too depressing. I understand. Never forget. You know, where were you on 9/11 when it started the probably the worst trend in country music ever? Just weird nationalism in country music. Where were you? Anywho, yeah, I had a good weekend. Got my BJs done on my car. You know, my 22-year-old car. Got my BJs done. Got the ball joints done. Ride's so much better now. And somebody asked, Ryan, did you take your car to Canada on broken ball joints? Yeah, dude, I fucking did. Why? Because what would you rather do? Know that a car is broken or not know that a car is broken when you're driving it? I would imagine knowing so I don't drive like an asshole. And I got to admit, now driving on it, dude, it feels so much better. I mean, I got a picture of the old ball joints. These are my old ball joints. I'll post this on YouTube probably. Old ball joints off the car. These are shot. Those are original, by the way. But in any event, I really need Josh Allen to not throw interceptions. He's really got to knock that shit off because, you know, got him in fantasy, you know, and everybody cares about your fantasy team. Don't you hate when somebody is texting you about your fantasy football team? About their fantasy football team? Like about lineup? Like just, they're just like telling you about who their waiver pickup. Not even just like simple lineup questions. I love doing that with the buddies, with the fellas. Like, hey, this guy or that guy. Then you debate it for 30 seconds. Are you still going to do what you were going to anyways? Or if you do what they say, you secretly hope they do poorly so you can be mad at them. But like, don't you hear when somebody's like, hey, man, who would you pick up? You know, I got all these people. It's like, I don't really give a fuck, man. I don't think this matters at all. I actually hate thinking about my own fantasy teams because I'm going to lose. I'm going to be really sad about it. But yeah, speaking of football, your Cleveland Browns. Your Cleveland Browns beating the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I don't want to overreact, but I'm also not going to underreact, okay? So, positives. Offense still good at running the football. Positives. Defense looked really good. Now, I could throw some negatives on here. Rainy, bad day. Bengals always start slow. And for the third year in a row, I feel like we've beaten the Bengals by 20-plus points. So, I mean, those seasons haven't ended that well before. So, let's turn the tide. I think we beat them on Halloween last year and then didn't win a game for a month. So, I mean, I'm gonna temper my expectations. You go to Monday Night Football next week. You go into Pittsburgh and you kick their ass. All right, you do something we haven't done since the pandemic was in full swing and nobody was in the crowd. That's what we got to do. Got to go in there and we got to get a win. I mean, honestly. Like, I mean, honestly, if you don't win Monday, I feel like the whole win's out of the sails. And even if they win in a close game, sure, you could sell it and say, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But, like, honestly, you kind of need... I think every game is a must-win. I always hate when people are like, this is a must-win game. But, like, I thought yesterday was a must-win for the Browns. I think next Monday is a must-win for the Browns because the Steelers look bad. How does it feel? Steelers look bad. They're going to be fired up. They're going to be home dogs. They're going to be the underdog because they scored 7 points against arguably the best team in football in San Francisco. And look, the fear is real for me. They can go in there and do what they've done to me a million times and pull the rug out on me. You know, I'm going to believe that they're not going to pull the rug out on me, but they've done it before. So, you know, cautiously optimistic, but I'm also not going to I'm not going to downplay it, but... You know, it's a little scary. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm starting to believe. And when I start to believe about the Cleveland Browns, when I start to believe about the Cleveland Browns, something bad's coming around the corner. Speaking of bad coming around the corner, this weekend was good. Josh Allen throws his helmet through a pick. Not good for my fantasy team. No disrespect. Need him to do better. Let's just be better, Josh. Let me get my... Somebody call him down to the sideline. Doesn't he know what's at stake? I spent $50 in that fantasy league. But anywho, this weekend was pretty funny because Saturday comes around. And, you know, if you've been in a relationship for a long time or if you've been with somebody for a good amount of time and you live with that person, you will know what I'm talking about when you say you spend a little bit too much time with that person and you can get kind of sick of them. Where you're like, you know, we could probably spend some time apart, and you say that, and then they say something to you that's a little passive-aggressive. And so if you're me, right, if you're me in an argument with your significant other, you're not going in there and doing a little verbal jabs. You know, you're not like, oh yeah, here's this. Oh yeah, you never clean up your clothes. Oh, you never clean. You always get toothpaste on this on the bathroom sink, or you leave, you know, dirty socks on the bedroom floor, and I trip on them somehow. No, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going, you know, right hook, uppercut, haymaker. When I go into a verbal fight, so I can't leave it alone. I go back upstairs. We're arguing. We're yelling at each other, and I, you know, as somebody who admittedly has an anger problem, doesn't make it good, but admittedly has an anger problem. I just want everyone to know, as Zach Wilson completes a pass, a check down pass. I'm getting more angry, I like look at Dana and I go, "You think I want to be like this? You think I want to be like this? Because I can't stop." So, you know, I got to remove myself from the situation sometimes. But the best part about Dana is that sometimes she also doesn't want to remove herself from the situation. Sometimes we'll just go at it, and we'll just be fighting. And that's just our lot in life, is that we're just like, hey, look, this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to just be fighting. So that was pretty rough. I was watching that Texas-Alabama game. Missed a pretty good portion of it because I was up there doing nothing but arguing for no reason. And that's the worst part about arguing with your significant other. Is that you argue, and it's over nothing, usually, most of the time. Sometimes it's warranted, but most of the time, those are just normal conversations. I'll admit that. I think, was there an interception? Or was that a fourth down? I'm going to pray it was a fourth down, because I think I'm playing the Bills defense. That's more fantasy content for you. Dude, honestly, this weekend, I'm having one of those. You guys ever go where you kind of want to be on a diet, but you're really not, and then you just have like a garbage disposal weekend where you just eat everything? You just eat like a garbage disposal. You're like, oh, what's this? Is this a sweet, sweet little treat? Oh, nice. Oh, this is a little salty little treat? Oh, let me get that. Oh, is this a little bit of a, pizza? I'll get some pizza. Oh, you have chips and salsa here? I got to eat those. Oh, yeah, buffalo chicken dip? I'll eat those. No. I love that shit, dude. And the worst part about fried food, you know, good food, basically, is what I'm talking about, is that it's like, I've never done hard drugs, never really done soft drugs. I don't know what the difference is. But, like, I think bad food for you, but good food for you, is like drugs, hard drugs. Because I eat, like, a chicken sandwich from, say, Chick-fil-A. No free shout-outs. And I want more for, like, days after. I'm like, where can I get more? And then, like, somebody offers me, like, hey, we should, Dana's like, hey, we should make a salad. And I go, ugh, I don't want a salad. I want more fried chicken. I want more salty fries. Mmm, you got any more cookie cake? And then I snap out. I'm like a werewolf in a full moon when I'm eating a lot of bad food. But then I don't like looking in the mirror because I look like a bag of milk. It's a real, real conundrum I face, man. If I ever get on my diet shit, though, you're all in trouble. Just know that. If I ever get on my diet shit, it's game over. It's game over. I was trying to remember what Dana and I even were arguing about. It was some BS, of course. Always is, like I said. I think it had something to do with, you know, women love to say, I gotta be quiet because she's upstairs asleep, so she might even hear this. And she might come down here and just fucking, you won't even hear, you'll just hear me go silent as she wraps a belt around my neck, and I'd probably get a little turned on and then pass out and die. But, anyways, that was weird. I think she kept saying, like, we don't spend any quality time. You know how women love to say that? Like, I'm like, we literally see each other every day, every hour. And for like the 2 hours we didn't see each other, you had somewhere to be without me. I had somewhere to be without you. Blah, 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 blah. You know the deal. So she's complaining. And I'm like, you know what it is with women? Because, you know, I love making rash and large generalizations about groups of people. I said, like, you know what it is about women? It's like, you can't. There's a spider on the wall. Hold on, spider on the wall. Gotta kill it. See, if the spider stayed out of my view, wouldn't have to kill him. That's the thing about spiders. You start crawling down the wall, you're going to die. If you stay in the rafters, you can hang out as long as you want. Now, I won't even charge you rent, but like now you're going to pay rent with your life. So rest in peace, Mr. Spider. Killed him. That was... Oh, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, that scared the shit out of me. Anyways, that was weird. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Women. So do you, the thing about women, and the longer you're in a relationship with women, the more you have to do for them to count shit as dates. What I mean is, what might start as, oh, I love going to Taco Bell with you because it's a fun date. Or I love going to Chick-fil-A with you because it's a date, no free shout-outs. But then it's like, that's just what we do. We just do that. I love going on grocery store dates with you. But now it's like, we got to do more. And then somehow it always costs me money. So I'm just confused on what quality time means. Does it mean quality time spent together or quality time me spending money? What is it? Because if there's one thing women love to do, and you all know that's true, is spend money. As I look at Damar Hamlin on the sideline, is that really Damar Hamlin? We'll be honest. I gotta be honest. Damar Hamlin. I think I saw that he was gonna get a documentary about Did We Win? I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna zag on this and say, look, man, sad what happened to Damar Hamlin, but like for real, I think we've all kind of collectively been like, you know what, that was crazy, but they literally played again. Like what, like 3 weeks later? He met the president of the United States. They honestly can't cut him. He's literally a healthy scratch. It's cold world. They should cut him though. Just so people know. You know what I mean? And then some other team can get sell a bunch of jerseys by signing him. That'd be my favorite thing ever. They just... sign Damar Hamlin. Let's sell a good amount of jerseys. That's what Tebow was for a while, I think. Sign him. Sell, like, I don't know, a couple thousand jerseys to some goofballs. Just move on. That's why I'm surprised nobody signed Johnny Manziel. I mean, he had a drug problem. But, like, you sign Johnny Manziel, you get, like, a... You get, like, a... I don't know. A couple thousand jersey sales. Make some money. Cut his ass. There. Infinite money hack. Sign some goofball on your team. What's going on, man? I mean, what the hell? Like, what's this week about? What do we got this week? It's 9/11. You know? Let's go party. I'm joking. The wreck of World Trade Center seen in the background. Smolders in the background as a man passes subway stop near World Trade Center. Just a lot of sad photos, man. Hate that. Really hate that. Hey, breaking news. Ryan Woods thinks 9/11 attacks were bad. What a great guy he is. George Bush, though, throwing out that strike. George Bush is unironically... I think Trump might give him a run for his money, but George Bush... But Trump's, like, a little bit more, you know, intimidating or, like, a little bit more, like, hostile. So it's, like, not as fun when he's goofy as shit. But, like, George Bush was, like, unintentionally fucking hilarious. Like, who could forget? He's like, we're going to kill those terrorists and we're going to, blow them off the map. I want them to know that we're coming, but for now, watch this drive. And he just pipes a drive right down the middle of a fairway. Why was there media following him around golfing? It's like watching me golf, am I right? But then, again, like with the thing, he just unintentionally goes out New York City, Yankee game, just walks out there, World Series, pipes a fastball down the middle. I mean, come on. That's something. Tragedy. That's something that hasn't come around. Hurricane Hillary tracker. Is there a hurricane coming? Hurricane? Hurricane Lee? Isn't that what's coming around? Yeah, we're looking at the path. I think it's coming up the East Coast. This kind of fucks my theory of telling people to move. Yeah, this thing's coming straight for us. Buckle in, boys. I'm on CNN. We want to trust them. Major Hurricane Lee will continue to grow in size after a crucial northward turn midweek, which will determine the extent of severity of its impact in Northeast, New England, Bermuda, and Canada. Lee was a Category 3. You know, I wonder... We have, like, radar, and we have, like, reports and shit, where we know where these storms are. Imagine you're just, like, a normal... I'm talking 10,000 years ago, right? You're just a normal person living wherever in the Americas. And you have, like, a mud hut or, like, a straw hut, whatever. Sand hut, mud hut, whatever. And all of a sudden, a fucking hurricane comes through. That had to be absolutely, I mean, just world-ending. You had to think shit was going, like, you had to think you did something to piss somebody off. No wonder there's, like, stories about, like, we got to sacrifice some shit to the gods because, dude, last year there was rain for, like, 6 days. It was in wind that blew everybody halfway across the We lost half the people. That's how settlements used to happen. It wasn't like they were moving. Not like people were moving back in the day. They were just being blown halfway across the world when a goddamn hurricane would roll through and they didn't have radar. Imagine they were fighting the Civil War. Was there hurricanes in the Civil War? Now that's something to look up. I'm not going to look it up. I want to pretend that there was, and I'm going to act like there was. Hurricane in the Civil War, you're just out there shooting at each other, and you're like, goddamn, it's getting windy. And they're like, hey, you're like, hey, what the hell is this? You're like off the coast in like South Carolina or Georgia or some shit fighting a battle. You're like, dude, we shouldn't do this. We should find cover. No, you pansy. However they would talk in 1865 or whatever. No, you pansy. We gotta fight. I'm looking at the map also. Is Bermuda like just in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean? Like, is that, are you being dead ass? Kevin Hart ends up in wheelchair after being dumbest man alive. What did he do? Didn't he like run? Yeah, 40-yard dash. I'm telling you, man. You want to see people who aren't athletes. You want to know why fighting isn't cool. Watch two people fight that aren't athletes. Oh, man, what a week, huh? What a week. What a podcast, talking 9/11, talking hurricanes. Is it another sack? God bless, this game sucks. Next Monday night will be better when the Browns win. Right, folks? What do you guys got planned for the week? Anything good? You know, how about you guys talk for a minute, huh? How about you guys fill in some time? You know, go do your own podcast if you don't like this one. You know what's funny? I think that, like, you know, I actually have one. I actually have a email this week. I was looking through it. Sorry. I'm sorry. I could have paused it, but then what fun is that? There's no raw. It's not raw, because I got an email about the significant other's dreams. And I got an email that says, "Hey Ryan, in a podcast long ago, wonder which one it was, you had spoken that you hate when Dana tells you about her dreams. That's true. And I have one, telling my wife I don't care about her dreams. Am I the asshole?" I love this. If you have an "Am I the asshole?", please email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. Hey, Ryan, love the podcast. On an earlier podcast, you had spoken about how you hate when Dana tells you about her dreams because you don't know how to respond. Well, my wife wants to be an influencer on TikTok. Hey, buddy, join the club. She's been creating mommy content, gross, and content about her day-to-day life. When she told me this is something she wanted to do, I did not have a problem with it. I only said that I don't want her children, 4 and 2, in any of her content, okay? I didn't monitor her channel because it didn't really seem necessary. Fair. And also, like, you're living it, so who gives a fuck? I recently watched her channel because I thought it would be cute to see what she was doing in her day-to-day life. You're better than me, man. I don't give a fuck. Dana doesn't watch this shit. Found our children's faces in almost all of her content. I told her straight up she needs to remove all the content. All right, well, slow down. She said that you're just a normal-ass person. She said that she knew I wouldn't agree, but she doesn't think it's a big deal. I don't like children content. Pause. I feel like a lot of time when you see that children make profit, they become less of your kids and more of a product. Yeah, Ryan's Toys. Look up Ryan's Toys. And your interactions become more performative, and I can see the same thing that has happened in her because she posted a video of getting our 2-year-old out of a tantrum and how she deals with it. But how is your first instinct to record and hold a camera? Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let me get this. Hey, keep crying. I got to get my phone. She started crying and saying that she of course she did, because that's a woman's best defense. A woman's best defense is tears. Or that stupid little look they get on their face with their lip quivers. She started crying and saying that she built this up and this is her dream and deleting her content will ruin it. And I said, I simply don't give a fuck. Okay, well, I think we could have been gentler there. If you don't delete it, I will consider a divorce. All right, pal. Listen, I was on your side, but I'm not sure. We're going to keep reading, but I'm not sure. I know a lot of people have their children on social media. I don't mind an Instagram or Facebook post here and there, but to make videos seems too intimate to share. I understand. She told her friends and even hinted on her social media accounts that she is an over-controlling and narcissistic husband that doesn't want her on social media. I'm currently being ridiculed by her friends. Am I being over-controlling or narcissistic? Please help. Oh, I thought you meant her dreams. Oh, dude, did you confuse dreams or did I confuse dreams? Where was the dreams part? I thought you were going to start talking about how she wakes up and tells you about her dreams. I told Dana to get a dream journal. This is way fucking worse. I'm going to be honest. I don't think you're not the asshole, but I also think you can be a little gentler. You know what I mean? I know there's weird dudes and weird people. And if you can't become an... I know the family content does really well. Dude, you fucked me up with the dreams thing. Did you, like, fuck me? Did you get that mixed up? Did I misconstrue that? I do care about Dana's, like, life dreams, but, like, I thought you were talking about sleep dreams. Am I stupid? Jesus Christ. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to say you're not the asshole, but know this, you could be a little gentler, okay? Can we agree on that? Can we agree that you can maybe deliver news a little bit lighter next time? You could be like, hey, you could level with her because she's not going to respond well to take our fucking kids off of fucking YouTube or I'm fucking leaving your ass. That's just not, the more F words you say in an argument to a woman, the less success you're going to have. I promise. And I know that from experience this past weekend. Okay? Okay. Did he think I meant, like, I don't care about Dana's dream? I don't care about her dreams when she, like, wakes up and she's like, I had the craziest dream. Because I don't give a fuck. I wasn't there. It's your dream. Keep it to yourself. Get a dream journal. Write it down. Who gives a fuck? I thought you don't think I don't care about Dana's dreams. Okay? Jeez Louise. Yeah, I think that's the week. Go Browns. I'll talk to you next week. Huh? How about that? Same time next week? Deal. Love you guys. Bye-bye.